On a September evening in a university hall, Hugo Blanco reported from the indigenous movement of South America. His subject was eco-socialism, but the core vision he gave of a timeless respect for Earth stood starkly at odds with northern environmentalism. As suggested by another guest speaker that night, Joel Covell, Blanco demonstrates that many different green solutions are required, according to the culture and place. Carbon trading, better light bulbs and PowerPoint presentations will never play out in South America. Hugo Blanco has already outlived his death sentence in Peru as a peasant activist. From prison, he wrote the classic book, Land or Death. He was saved by international protest. Incidentally, in English, his first name is Hugo. The evening was organized by Seven Oaks, the progressive online magazine. This recording by Radio EcoShock features the short, strong statements of Hugo Blanco in Spanish, immediately translated by Alicia Barsalo. There is no copyright on this work. After the speech, you will find two short answers by Hugo Blanco to audience questions. These do not include his update on recent events in Venezuela from the indigenous perspective. That can be found in a separate program titled Left on Venezuela. That includes an added assessment by eco-socialist author Joel Covell. All of the speeches and selected replies from the eco-socialism presentation of September 21, 2007 in Vancouver, Canada, can be downloaded from our website at www.ecoshock.org. Here is Derek O'Keefe to introduce Hugo Blanco.
Tonight's event is sponsored by Seven Oaks Magazine. My name is Derek O'Keefe. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for that. And our next speaker is someone who has lived his entire life, as we said earlier, with that philosophy that he would rather die standing than live on his knees. Hugo Blanco, I'll just give a brief summary of his activities and his struggle. He was a leader in the late 60s and the 1970s of self-defense against the vicious military repression of an agrarian reform. That was desperately needed in Peru. Hugo Blanco went to prison for participating and leading what was self-defense, including armed self-defense against this violent repression of this movement. And while in prison, he wrote the book Land or Death. And he describes, in his own words, an international solidarity campaign saved his life. So in his case, the efforts of those around the world to bring attention to his case and the death sentence that had been originally handed down unjustly did save his life. He was then exiled and later returned to be an elected leader of his people. Today, he continues to be a respected is not quite an adequate word, campesino and indigenous leader, and an important intellectual on the editorial board of a journal called Sin Permiso. He has written extensively in recent years on indigenous movements across Latin America, in particular the recent movement and revolutionary developments in Bolivia, and also the powerful indigenous movements in Ecuador. Please give a very, very warm welcome to Hugo Blanco.
Podríamos preguntarnos por qué en esta época están habiendo tantos insurgimientos indígenas en este continente.
We could ask ourselves why nowadays there are so many indigenous struggles in our continent.
Hemos visto a los zapatistas, vemos que en Bolivia ha habido un gran movimiento que ahora un campesino cocalero está de presidente y también hemos visto mucho movimiento en Ecuador.
We have seen the zapatistas. We see that in Bolivia, a coca-cultivating peasant is now a president, and we have also seen struggles in Ecuador.
Pero también hay en Guatemala, en el Perú y en otros países.
But we also see this in Guatemala, Peru, and other countries.
Es que nunca hemos visto tanta agresión a los pilares fundamentales de nuestra cultura como ahora.
It is that we have never seen so much aggression, assault against our indigenous culture as now.
Ahora hay, con el neoliberalismo ha venido un exacerbado individualismo.
Neoliberalism has brought an exacerbated individualism.
Y nosotros somos de una cultura colectivista.
And we come from a collectivist culture.
No hablo solamente del Perú, hablo de Canadá y de Chile.
I'm not speaking only about Peru, but Canada and Chile.
En todo el continente hemos tenido una organización colectivista.
In the whole continent we have had a collectivist organization.
El avance de la agricultura y ganadería en Europa llevó al esclavismo.
The development of agriculture and cattle raising in Europe led to slavery.
Acá en América han habido dos centros, de los siete centros de los alimentos del mundo, dos están en América. Uno es México y otro son los Andes.
Of the seven centers of food production, two are in America, one is in Mexico, and the other one is in the Andean area.
Eso nos muestra que había una agricultura elevada.
This shows us that we had developed agriculture quite well.
Mis antepasados andinos domesticaron 182 especies.
My Andean ancestors domesticated 182 species.
Entre ellas 3,000 variedades de papas.
Among them 3,000 varieties of potato.
Conocemos las virtudes curativas de 4,500 especies.
We know the medicinal, thank you. We know the medicinal properties of 4,500 different species.
Pero en este continente, el desarrollo de la agricultura no llevó al esclavismo.
But in this continent, developing agriculture did not lead to slavery.
Llevó a otras formas de colectivismo, pero siempre colectivismo.
It led to other kinds of collectivization, but always collectivism.
Eso hemos visto en los aztecas, en los mayas, en los incas.
We've seen that with the Aztecs, Mayan, and Incas.
Se dice que había esclavismo. Supongamos que había esclavismo.
They say there was slavery. Well, let's suppose there was slavery.
Pero era para el servicio doméstico de las castas privilegiadas.
Well, if there were slaves, these slaves were servants of the privileged castes.
Pero la producción no estaba en manos de esclavos en ninguna parte del continente. Eran colectividades las que producían.
But the production of goods was not in the hands of slaves in the continent.
Eran colectividades las que producían.
It was collective. It was communities that produced the goods.
En el sur había un estado grande. Había el Tawantinsuyo, que abarca territorios de seis países actuales latino-sudamericanos.
In the south, we had the Tawantinsuyo, a region that included what are now six countries in South America.
Bueno, ya no traduzcas esto. Colombia, Perú, Ecuador, Argentina y Chile. Bolivia.
Those are the six countries.
Yeah. Entonces, Los españoles, cuando vinieron al Perú, a la llama le dijeron oveja grande.
The Spanish, when they came to Peru, they called the llama big sheep.
Con esa misma ignorancia, a ese estado grande le dijeron, oh, mira, un imperio.
With that same ignorance to that big state, they called an empire.
Y hasta ahora hay gente que dice que el imperio de los incas.
And up to now, people talk about the Inca Empire.
Pero eso no era un imperio.
But that was not an empire.
Era una colectividad de colectividades.
It was a collective of collectives.
Por supuesto, habían castas superiores. No era el paraíso terrenal.
Of course, there were privileged castes. It wasn't paradise.
Pero no era imperio.
But it was not an empire.
Ese es uno de los pilares básicos. El colectivismo, lo que ahora está haciendo aplastado por el superindividualismo de la sociedad neoliberal.
It is this very important pillar, the collective, that is being crushed by neoliberalism right now.
Que está agrediendo a nuestras comunidades.
Neoliberalism is assaulting our communities.
Esa es una de las razones de la rebelión indígena.
This is one of the reasons why indigenous people rebel.
La otra razón tiene que ver con nuestra cosmovisión.
The other reason has to do with our cosmovision.
Repito, no estoy hablando del Perú, estoy hablando también de Canadá, de Chile, de México, de toda América.
I'm speaking here of all America, not just Peru.
Como hemos escuchado a nuestra hermana, nuestra visión era de la Madre Tierra.
As our sister before me has said, our vision was of Mother Earth.
La palabra Mapuche significa hijo de la tierra.
The word Mapuche means son of the earth or child of the earth.
Nos vinieron con otra visión, con otra cosmovisión los invasores.
The invaders came with a different vision.
Según ellos, Dios, o sea, el creador del mundo era un espíritu que estaba fuera de la tierra.
According to them, God, the creator of the world, was a spirit that was outside the earth.
Que creó al hombre a su imagen y semejanza.
A spirit that created man of his own image and appearance.
Y de una costilla de él a la mujer.
And from one of his ribs, a woman.
Y a la naturaleza la creó al servicio del hombre.
And nature, it was created to serve man.
No es solo una visión antropocentrista, sino machismo centrista.
It is not just an anthropocentrist vision, but a male chauvinist one.
Nuestra visión, ya sea en Canadá, en Chile, en el Perú, en México, era que todos éramos hijos de la Madre Tierra.
Our vision, regardless where we were, Canada, Chile, Peru, Mexico, is that we are all children of Mother Earth.
Y que debemos vivir en su seno, en armonía con toda la con todos los otros seres.
And that we must live within it in harmony with all the other living beings.
Con todos los hijos de la Madre Tierra.
With all the children of Mother Earth.
Y la tierra no pertenecía a la gente. Era la gente la que pertenecía a la tierra.
And the land did not belong to the people. It was the people who belonged to the land.
Eso es lo que fue aplastado por los invasores.
That is what was crushed by the invaders.
Que se apoderaron de la tierra.
Who appropriated the land.
Que la usaron a su servicio deteriorándola.
Who used it to serve themselves and who deteriorated it.
Y que el individuo era lo importante.
And for them, the individual was what was important.
El egoísmo, en su forma exacerbada, es lo que ahora domina.
Selfishness, to its major degree, is what is now ruling.
La esencia de nuestra cultura es la solidaridad.
The essence of our culture is solidarity.
No solo entre los seres humanos, sino con todos los hijos de la Madre Tierra.
Not only among human beings, but with the children, all the children of Mother Earth.
Por eso es que ahora se levanta el movimiento indígena.
This is why the Andean movement is now on the rise.
Acerca del socialismo quiero hablar algo.
I want to say something about socialism.
Es una anécdota que siempre relato de mi... Tengo una hija que llevó turistas suecos a una comunidad indígena.
I always like to tell this anecdote. I have a daughter who took some Swedish tourists to an indigenous community in Peru.
Para que viviera unos días ahí.
So that the tourists may live there for 3 days.
Ellos le dijeron a mi hija, esto se parece al socialismo.
and the tourists told my daughter, this looks like socialism.
Mi hija le dijo, no es así. Es el socialismo lo que se parece a esto.
And my daughter told him, that's not right. It's socialism that looks like this.
Porque esto había 10,000 años antes de que naciera la abuelita Carlos Marx.
Because this existed 10,000 years before Karl Marx's grandmother was born.
Y Eduardo Galeano, un escritor latinoamericano, cuenta que Tomás Moro, el autor de la novela Utopía, conversó con marineros que fueron de esta parte del planeta.
And Eduardo Galeano tells us that Thomas More, who wrote Utopia, was inspired from what sailors who traveled to this part of the planet told him.
Basado en eso, escribió su novela Utopía.
And he based his novel Utopia on those stories.
Después vinieron los socialistas utópicos y después vino Marx.
And after that came utopian socialists and Marx.
Ahora, les pido a ustedes que, voy a hablar de las agresiones que ahora estamos sufriendo en el Perú y en otros países.
Now I want to talk about the aggressions that we are suffering in Peru and other countries.
Las minas están envenenando el agua.
Mining companies are poisoning the water.
Están envenenando los pastos, están envenenando a la gente, están envenenando los animales, están envenenando la tierra.
They're poisoning the grass, the people, the animals, they're poisoning the land.
Están privatizando todo.
They're privatizing everything.
Entonces, eso es lo que sentimos como agresión.
This is what we mean by aggression.
Sabemos que no estamos solos, que también eso agrede al resto de la humanidad.
We know that we're not alone. We know that the same aggressors are attacking the rest of humanity.
Pero los que más sentimos somos los indígenas, porque están atacando los pilares fundamentales de nuestra cultura.
But the ones who feel it the worst are indigenous people because they're attacking the pillars of our culture.
Por eso les pido a ustedes que respeten y se solidaricen con el movimiento indígena canadiense.
Because that's why I would like to ask you, beg you to respect and show solidarity with the indigenous movement in Canada.
Porque son los más agredidos por el sistema y que por lo tanto luchan contra este sistema.
Because they are the ones who are harmed the worst by this system and are trying to fight it.
Probablemente ellos se espanten de la palabra socialismo o de la palabra ecología.
They may become afraid of the word socialism or the word ecology.
También pasa eso en el Perú.
Same happens in Peru.
Pero cuando se escucha hablar de esos temas en sus términos, entonces vemos que a qué se refiere.
But when they hear the same discussions articulated in their own terms, then they approve of them.
Y no vamos a ir pues a ellos llevándoles los términos nuestros, los términos de ustedes, sino escuchar qué términos usan ellos y hablarles en sus términos.
And we are not going to go to them taking our own terms. We have to listen to the terms that they use and then explain things in those terms.
Pensamos que, en estos días va a haber una reunión en México, convocada por los indígenas mexicanos, entre ellos los zapatistas, que a donde van a ir nuestros hermanos indígenas canadienses.
These days, shortly, there will be a meeting called by our sisters and brothers, the zapatistas, and to this meeting, our Canadian indigenous nations are going to be sending delegates.
Esa reunión es muy importante.
That is a very important meeting.
Les pido a ustedes que se enteren de los acuerdos de esa reunión, que no está apoyada por ninguna ONG.
I ask you to become acquainted with what is decided at this meeting. It's a meeting that is not supported or financed by NGO, by any NGO.
Entonces, no sé qué acuerdos van a tomar, pero a ustedes les pido que vean con mucha atención los acuerdos que se van a tomar en esa reunión.
I don't know what decisions will be made, but I ask you to follow up on those.
Los indígenas de todos los países nos sentimos solidarios entre nosotros.
Indigenous peoples of all countries feel solidarity among each other.
En Montreal estuve cuando los indígenas manifestaron exigiendo que Canadá cambie su posición en contra de la de esa declaración indígena de las Naciones Unidas.
In Montreal, I was there when indigenous people asked the Canadian government to change its position on the ¿qué declaración?
De la declaración de los derechos indígenas de las Naciones Unidas.
Oh, the United Nations Declaration on Indigenous Rights.
Fueron cuatro los países que votaron en contra.
Four countries voted against it.
Estados Unidos, Canadá, Israel y Australia, creo.
United States, Canada, Israel and Australia, I believe.
Pero fue aprobado.
But it passed.
Claro que es muy limitada, pero ya es algo.
It's a very limited resolution, but it's something.
Es algo así como el acuerdo de Kioto para la ecología.
It's something like the Kyoto Protocol vis-a-vis ecology.
Esto es lo que presenté en la reunión de LASA a la que fui invitado acá en Canadá.
This is what this is the text of my speech at the LASA meeting in Canada.
He titulado Pasado Futuro.
I entitled it Past Future.
Porque pensamos construir nuestro futuro, que es decir, no queremos volver al pasado.
Because we don't want to go back to the past.
Pensamos ir al futuro.
We hope to go to the future.
Pero vamos a construir ese futuro basado en nuestras raíces culturales.
But we are going to build that future based on our cultural roots.
Que se puede resumir en dos aspectos.
Which can be summarized in two respects.
El respeto a la madre tierra.
The respect to the mother earth.
Y que la principal actividad sea relacionada con ese respeto.
And that the main activity be related to that respect.
Y la vuelta al colectivismo.
And the return to collectivism.
Esas son las dos raíces culturales de la población indígena y a eso queremos encaminarnos.
Those are the two cultural roots of indigenous peoples and that's where we want to go.
Como digo, sabemos que no estamos solos.
As I said before, we know we're not alone.
Puesto que toda la sociedad se ve agredida por el neoliberalismo.
Because the whole of society is attacked by neoliberalism.
Entonces, caminemos todos juntos en búsqueda del retorno a esas dos raíces de nuestra cultura.
Therefore, we must all walk together in search of the return to that culture.
Eso es todo.
That's it.
You have just heard a speech by the Peruvian indigenous activist Hugo Blanco. He spoke at Simon Fraser University in downtown Vancouver on September 21, 2007. Now we add two responses to audience questions. First, Hugo is asked about community resistance to environmental oppression, in this case, by a Canadian mining company.
El día 16 de este mes hubo una consulta popular en Cajamarca, un plebiscito para ver si la gente estaba de acuerdo con la instalación de una mina o no.
On September 16th, there was a plebiscite in Cajamarca, a province in Peru, to see whether people agreed with el establecimiento de una mina. People agreed with the government allowing a mining corporation to operate.
El movimiento, el gobierno dijo que ese plebiscito era ilegal y que era un delito.
The government said that the plebiscite was illegal and it should be punished.
La mina ofreció darles dar mucho dinero a la gente.
The mining corporation promised people a lot of money.
Pero el 90% de la gente dijo agricultura sí, mina no.
But 90% of the people said agriculture yes, mine no.
Y ahí estaba el movimiento indígena y también estaba mucha gente no indígena.
And many people fought this struggle. There were indigenous, many of them, but there were also non-indigenous peoples.
Hace algunos años, la Manhattan, una compañía canadiense, quería sacar el oro de una población peruana, que es, bueno, Tambo Grande.
Some years ago, a Canadian corporation, the Manhattan Corporation, wanted to extract gold from the subfloor in a town called Tambo Grande.
Hubo un agrónomo que explicó a la gente el daño que haría eso y la empresa hizo que mataran al agrónomo.
An agronomist explained the harm that would do to the land and the people, and the corporation had the agronomist killed.
Por supuesto, el gobierno cumple su función de sirviente de las empresas multinacionales y el gobierno apoyaba a la empresa.
Of course, the government, a servant of multinational corporations, supported the mining company.
Pero la gente se rebeló.
But people rebelled.
Indígenas y no indígenas.
Indigenous and non-indigenous people.
La compañía esa hacía propaganda acá en Canadá diciendo que los indígenas eran unos envidiosos porque la mina iba a ser explotada en un lugar desértico.
The corporation was popularizing here in Canada the notion that the Indians over there were ignorant and selfish because what the company was trying to do was trying to make something out of a desert.
La población luchó valientemente contra la mina.
The population fought courageously against the mining corporation.
Hubo solidaridad en Lima de sectores no indígenas.
There was solidarity in Lima from non-indigenous people.
Y los ecologistas canadienses, que parece que algo conocen a las multinacionales de acá y su amor por la verdad, fueron al Perú y fueron a Tambo Grande.
Canadian ecologists who seem to know something about multinational corporations and have a certain love for the truth traveled to Peru, to Tambo Grande.
Sacaron fotografías de ese valle agrícolamente muy rico.
They took pictures of that valley, which is very rich in plants of all sorts.
Y invitaron a que venga acá un habitante tan grande a explicar cuál era su lucha.
And they brought a resident of Tambo Grande here to Canada to explain why they were fighting the mining company.
Y el salón donde iba a explicar estaba bordeado de las fotografías de lo que era Tambo Grande.
And the hall where the guest spoke was, the walls were papered with the photographs of what Tambo Grande really was.
Esa es la ligazón que existe entre el movimiento indígena y la gente no indígena, inclusive del Canadá.
That is the kind of link that exists between indigenous people and non-indigenous people, even in Canada.
En otro aspecto, en la democratización de la sociedad.
In the fight to democratize society.
Hay un municipio indígena donde son las comunidades las que deciden qué obra se va a hacer y no es el alcalde.
There is an indigenous municipality where it is the communities who decide what is to be done, and it's not the mayor.
Eso comenzó a extenderse en la población no indígena y por eso el gobierno se ha visto obligado a legislar algo suave, pero en ese sentido.
That practice, the indigenous community practice, began to expand to places where there were not indigenous communities, and the government has had to legislate something of that sort to apply to the rest of the country.
Creo que basta para ejemplos.
I think it's enough of examples. Enough examples.
Pido disculpas que no concluí bien porque la lucha en el Perú contra la Manhattan, la compañía canadiense triunfó y se tuvo que retirarse la compañía.
I have to apologize because I didn't tell you that at the end of this, well, the struggle was successful in Tambo Grande in Peru and the mining company had to go away.
As the evening was organized to discuss eco-socialism, Hugo offered a comparison between indigenous action in South America and the enlightened green Marxism being proposed by his co-panelist, author Joel Covell.
Creo que hablamos de la... creo que no hay discrepancia entre nosotros.
I don't think there are differences between us.
Yo hablo en el idioma indígena y él habla en el idioma marxista, pero no hay discrepancia, decimos lo mismo.
I speak in the indigenous language and he speaks in Marxist terms, but we are saying the same.
Pero yo creo que debemos tratar de hablar en otro lenguaje a los canadienses que tal vez no entienden ninguno de estos dos idiomas.
But I think we could probably speak in a different language to Canadians who don't know either of the languages we're using.
Califican al movimiento... hay mucha gente que califica al movimiento indígena de divisionista, de racista, etc.
Many people think of the indigenous movement as a racist or a divisive one.
Pero no es así. Nosotros queremos que se nos reconozca, que se nos respete como indígenas, pero nos sentimos hermanos de toda la humanidad.
But that's not true. We want to be recognized as indigenous and as people, but we exist in solidarity with the rest of humanity.
Y esto no son palabras solamente, son hechos. Recordemos que la primera reunión mundial contra el neoliberalismo y por la humanidad fue llamado por los indígenas de Chiapas y se realizó en el campo chiapaneco mucho antes que los foros sociales mundiales.
And this is not just words, this is facts. Let's remember that the first international gathering against neoliberalism was called by the Zapatistas and it took place in Chiapas.
Por los indígenas, fue llamado por los indígenas de
Chiapas. It was called by the Chiapas indigenous people.
Bueno, por último, hay novedades con respecto a lo que dijeron los clásicos del marxismo.
There are news with respect to what the Marxist classics said.
Trotsky y Rosa Luxemburgo dijeron socialismo o barbarie.
Trotsky and Rosa Luxemburg said socialism or barbarism.
Pero ahora creo que la alternativa no es socialismo o barbarie.
But I think that today the alternative is not socialism or barbarism.
Socialismo o destrucción de la especie humana y de muchas especies inocentes que no han participado en la destrucción de la humanidad ni de las especies ni de la vida.
The alternative is socialism or the destruction of human beings of many other species, innocent species who have not participated in creating the debacle.
Es todo.
That's all.
Hugo Blanco's assessment of Venezuela is found in a separate program titled Left on Venezuela, available from Radio EcoShock website at www.ecoshock.org. That's E-C-O, shock, like an electric shock, .org. This recording is by Alex Smith. You may rebroadcast or podcast this speech, but only for nonprofit use. This debate on eco-socialism was organized by Seven Oaks Online, a magazine of politics, culture, and resistance. Find them at www.sevenoaksmag.com.